tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing in this Wednesday morning. I'm so excited. Beloved, I'm excited to be back here in a brand new year. Diana and I, we are excited to be back another year. God give us another year, and we are going to have an exciting year together. We are going to grow together. We're going to become strong together. Like he says in Isaiah 52 verse 1, he says, awake, awake, put on your strength, put on your beautiful garment. We're going to do that. Wow. Together in 2023, we are going to wake up, we are going to arise, we are going to put on strength, and we're going to shine forth. That's going to be beautiful this year. We're going to encourage you. We want to encourage you, if you don't have a home church where the Word of God is being taught to you on a regular basis, the Word of God is taught to you on a regular basis. So you don't have a home church now. I'm talking to those who do listening this morning and do not have a home church. They said, this is my home church. And the Word of God is taught to me on a what? Regular basis with clarity and understanding. Okay? I am inviting you to join us this year, 2023, at Celebration Tabernacle Church, right here in the Art of Coca and Dixon Boulevard, 1010 Dixon Boulevard. I invite you to join us there. And we know you won't be disappointed. You will not be disappointed, because the Word will be taught to you, you know, in its pure form, okay? Just as it says, right? No spin to it. And if you do it, you will have the result of it. So you'll have the proof of the Word. At our church, we teach our people to have the what? The proof of the Word, and can say it because I have studied it, and I believe it, and I do it, and I receive exactly what it says.
I saw it take place in my life.
Yes.
That's a witness. If somebody's on the witness stand in a courtroom and they only heard it, they say, no, that's hearsay. Object?
Yeah.
It's a witness has to have seen it. They have to have experienced it. In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 1, he says, awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion.
Yeah.
Put on your beautiful garment. So what does that mean? That there's strength that's available unto us. It's your strength. There are beautiful garments that are already assigned to us. They are our beautiful garments. So all we got to do is put them on. But before we put them on, we have to awake.
Wake.
Just like when I prefer to lay my clothes out at night, because in the morning I'm too sleepy to try to figure out what I want to wear. So it's easier for me to just pick out the clothes at night when I'm fully alert and just hang them in the bathroom so I can put them on in the morning. So in order for me to do that, to put them on, what do I do first? I have to awake.
Wake, yes.
I have to wake up. So there's things that are available onto us that are just waiting for us to wake up and to put them on. So there's strength available onto you. It is your strength. There are beautiful garments that are already assigned for you. They are your beautiful garments. And in order to put them on, we have to awake. It doesn't say it's going to be put on you. It says put it on. It's already yours. Put on your strength. Put on your beautiful garments. It doesn't say sit and let somebody else put it on you. It says you put it on. So this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening to this broadcast, there's some strength for you to put on right now. There's some beautiful garments that are assigned to you to put on right now. So we must be excited about what God is doing in this time. He has the wisdom for us to be able to shine in this time, to be able to solve problems, to be a solution to the world's problem. It's on the inside of you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, according to Isaiah chapter 52, there's a will of strength for us. There's a will of beautiful garments for us. Our life should not be in shambles, because the Bible tells us that there is an exchange of those ashes for beauty. There's an exchange of the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. So there's an exchange that must take place. It's available to us, and we have to have understanding of what the will of God is.
Let's look at Revelation 3, the book of Revelation 3, verse 2. And we want to go, we're going to talk about spiritual awakeness on this Wednesday here.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
So what he says we have to do?
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain.
Right.
They are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
So in 2023, what is the command? Be watchful. Mm-hmm. If we're going to be watchful, we must be spiritually what?
Awake.
Awake. That's right. Mm-hmm. Can't watch, can be watchful if we're sleeping. So we must become spiritually awake. How can we become spiritual awake this morning? How are we going to do that? Well, number one, I give you, we're going to talk about them. If we are going to be spiritually awake, so that we can fulfill Revelation chapter 3, verse 2, we have to know how to do it. And so number one, by meditation. Mm-hmm. Meditation. You can't meditate when you are sleeping. You have to be awake to meditate. And so I call on us in 2023, in the first month of the year, to add to our life meditation. Add to our life meditation. Let us set aside time to what? Meditate. On what? Meditate on God. How? True is word. So we got to start to what? Study the word of God. So here's this. My favorite terminology. Make a quality decision. Make a what kind of decision? A decision of quality to study the word of God in 2023. Go ahead, Dad.
And the second point, prayer. And the third, fasting.
Yeah.
So those are the three components in order for us to be watchful and to strengthen the things that remain, that we're ready to die.
Yes.
So meditate on the word, pray, and to fast. And when we think about Nehemiah, as we had discussed previously last week, he was watchful and he was ready to strengthen the things that remained.
Man.
The people who had survived the captivity were in great distress. The walls were destroyed. The gates were burned with fire. But he was watchful, and he had the insight from God. How? By meditating on the word, by praying. Because it says in Nehemiah chapter 1 and chapter 2, before he went into conversation with the king, he prayed. And he fasted in order to get the directions of what to do, in order to be able to strengthen the things that remained, that were ready to die. So he was in, for himself, his works. He was with the king. He was doing all right. He had made his way up out of it, and he was living good. But he was watchful, and he decided to strengthen the things which remain, the things that were ready to die in Jerusalem. Just his own ambition and climbing to the point in his career that he did for himself was not enough. He had to do to bring forth to the care for God's people, to establish his kingdom in the earth realm, to be able to do his part. So Nehemiah, he was watchful. He did strengthen the things which remained there in Jerusalem, the things that were ready to die. Those works were favorable. They brought him favor with God. They brought him favor with man, just to determine in his heart to do it. And then he went and he did it.
So watch. Revelation tells us, become watchful. Mm-hmm. Wake up and become watchful and strengthen those things that is in you, in your life. If you don't, they are going to what? Die. They will die. And the Lord is giving us through the Holy Spirit the key to be watchful by meditation. Key number one, if we are going to be watchful, we must add to our life the spirit of meditation. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it's the spirit of meditation. Meditate how? In the word of God. We have to do that. Here in Joshua chapter 1, the Lord speaks to Joshua, yes.
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night,
yeah,
that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous,
yes,
and then you will have good success.
Only when you what? Meditate in the word of God. So to meditate in the word of God is to stay spiritually healthy. Is to stay how? Spiritually healthy, not dying. If we do not spend time in God's word, if we do not develop a devotional time with the Lord, the things that are good will start to fade away.
We have to be willing to get rid of the things that are bringing chaos,
yeah,
into our life, because when we get rid of those things, then we're going to have more time.
Yeah.
So referencing back into Jonah chapter 1,
yeah,
starting at verse 10, then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, why have you done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. So Jonah being outside of the presence of God brought chaos upon everybody that he was with in that boat. Verse 11, then they said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will be calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. So there was a direction given. He tells them the solution. But in verse 13, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore they cried out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleases
you.
So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. So think about that now. They knew what to do. If they could just get this man off of the boat that's bringing all the chaos,
yeah,
onto the boat, the sea will calm. It was already told to them, yeah, what to do. It was going to give them more time.
Yeah.
It was going to give them a safe route to where they were going. But they were trying to do the good thing. They were trying to keep them in the boat. They,
yeah,
were trying to take care of them in,
yeah,
their own strength.
Yes.
They're rowing, and,
yeah,
the sea is getting more tempestuous. They're wearing themselves out.
Mm.
Finally, they get to the point where they just can't take it anymore. It's either their life or his life.
Yeah.
So they decide to follow the word, and they throw him now. They say, oh, Lord, we pray, please don't let us perish for this man. Don't charge us with his blood. Mm. But they threw the chaos overboard so that they could sail smooth.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.